I'm sorry. On the phone.
Hey, we're good.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
So, I need 3 minutes of your time.
Go ahead.
All right. Just spoke to my guy, and here are his thoughts, and I just spoke to him in general. You got an interesting choice here. So,
okay.
Your revenues, so if we look at this, just to give you an idea, I'm going to give you the play-by-play. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. So,
okay.
If we look at... Dun, 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 dun. And remember, they're only underwriting one bank account. The second one is great, but they're not underwriting that. So if we look at, let's see, April, in the month of April, we're looking at beginning balance, ending balance, average daily balance, and if there's NFS. So the month of April, you did 117, had a strong average balance of 32 grand, ended with 22 grand, no problemos. And you had, let's see, no NSFs. The month of March. So that's April. So the month of March had 142, 20K ending balance. Average ledger balance, really strong, $56,000. And no NSFs. Okay?
Okay.
Month of February. Ending balance is crazy because you just got funded, so it was $94,000. Average daily balance, $28,000. Deposits, $256,000, but it's actually more like $150,000. And there were... no NSFs or overdrafts. So, month of May. Your month of May is bigger than your month of April. I'm sorry, then your month of June is bigger than your month of May. May, you did it around 114. I'm going to double check that. Give me a second here. I want to make sure I give you all the right numbers. So, da 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 da. So month of May, Bank of America, your ending balance, 16, almost 17 grand. Your average daily balance, 14 grand. You ran 114 through it. So okay. 114, ending 16K balance. So let me bring up the June statement. June statement is stronger than the month of May in terms of revenue.
Yes.
You did... 138.
Yep.
Your average ledger balance is fine. It's $22,000. As long as it's like, that's not, you know, we see average ledger balances where we go up $2,000 as an average balance. So you're fine. You're much healthier than when we first started the relationship. Your ending balance is about $6,000. So it's not zero, but it's not like $20,000. However,
mm-hmm.
There's one little thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. In the month of, on the 21st, you went negative. Okay? So you went negative, and it caused you three overdrafts. So they tried to hit you three times, but they gave you three separate overdrafts. So what I look at is, I say, okay, it doesn't look like anything got returned on your payments. So do you have overdraft protection?
Yeah, we do, and my bookkeeper was out of town, so that's why she... So sometimes if we're not managing both accounts, that can happen.
I understood. So
right.
here's my guy's thought process. I want to give you a few options.
Okay.
I'm going to send this to someone specifically who should not forward this information to the underwriter. They're reviewing it just like me and saying, hey, look, do I think this is a good idea to go to the underwriter? Do I ruffle any feathers? But since you're a longtime customer, I want to give you options. There is a small chance... albeit a small chance, it's still a chance nonetheless, that if I forward this email, someone from auditing looks at it and goes, hey, look, we've got the current statement now. Hey, look, there's three NSFs, or hey, look, the ending balance is lower, and they could revise the approval. That means my goal is to not get, is to only have it forwarded if it can help you, which 95% of the time happens. But I do want to let you know that if I do forward this, there is a chance a can of worms comes out and they could change your approval. They could change it from 160 to zero. They could change it higher. And I just want to do right by you because it's not about one deal. It's about helping my customer. And right. I don't think they're going to change your approval. I don't really believe that. But those three little NSFs, I want to give you that option because I do have the other option, which is I do not have to submit this. I can have you fund your loan today, and I have until the 10th to do that. I don't have to wait. I don't have to show the statement until a certain time. But I want to give you, like, I know you're going for 180, so would you like me to submit it with the understanding that it could change the approval?
Hmm.
It goes through two levers of bureaucracy. I can submit it over, but I don't underwrite your files, you know, conflict of interest. I don't underwrite your files directly. I know a lot about underwriting, but, you know, if I'm in your position, that's my goal, is to put myself in my customer's position. And it's someone saying, hey, like, I'll give you an example. I did a home loan, and the person that did my home loan said, hey, look, Ruben, we found out something about your condo and their financials. If you don't put 10% down, they're going to do a full review. And if they do a full review, your deal is screwed. It's screwed. So you're going to open up a can of worms. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll figure a way out. And no, I think it was 10 or 15%
well,
down.
What do you think the odds are, Ruben, that by – what do you think – I guess what I'm looking for from you is
What's the spread? Okay, here's the spread. I send this to the person who looks at it. There's a 95% chance they look at it and say – okay, I'm only going to forward it if I'm confident it will help me get a bigger approval. There is a 5% chance that they could say, hey, you know what? Some auditor picked up the email. They didn't like the deal or they reduced the approval because it's already on the fence for this program. And then what would that mean? That would mean that they would relook at the file with your July bank statement. So in terms of odds, it's... What I want to do when I'm on the phone is I want to average out your bank statements and I want to actually see what they're seeing so I can go, I get an idea of what your average revenues are. It's a judgment call. So let's do this. Let's see. Kitsap. Let's see what your May statement is. I'm going to average out what they have because they're only looking at this in three month increments. Okay. So give me a second. So let's look at, I'm just going to look at the revenues. Because the average daily balance is fine. So we're at 114 for the month of May. We are at 117 for the month of April. And let's see what we're at for March. We are at 142. So based on this math of the last 3 months on that account, if you basically extrapolated that account, you divided by 3 to get an average monthly revenue and you multiplied by 12, you'd get up to right under $1.5 million under that account. Let's see what the numbers look like with the month of April.
You'd have to cut out that 140, right? Because you'd do it in the... Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna see what it's gonna look like for the month of April, May of... Yeah, so now we're gonna look at... We looked at...
March is so strong, and March is stronger than July.
Yeah, March. So March, you're at. Let's just confirm these numbers. March, you're at 142. April, you're at 117, and May. Hold on.
So it would actually go down. Because
well, not necessarily, not necessarily. No, because it might be an equal. So we have 142 We have 142 plus 117 plus 114. We're dividing by that 3. Divide. We're at 124 average, okay? We're at a 124 average. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use June, May, and April. So June is 114. Sorry, so May is 114. Let's see what April is. Give me a second. John, I got someone beeping through. I think it's a site inspector. Can I call you right back? They've been bugging me like three times.
Okay.
Might be an issue.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.